one of the perpetual questions and struggles we face in the church is how Christians are to relate and engage with the wider culture. If our posture, attitude is primarily one of fear, then much like the natural world, our instinct will either be one of fight or flight. When we fear something, such as culture, we'll be led either to engage it as a fight or simply to flee from it. And in both cases, it leaves us with a very impoverished culture, one that cannot produce flourishing and abundance in people's lives and the world. And Jesus gives us a different lens, a different image for understanding how Christians and the church are to relate to the world and the wider culture. That's the image of the Good Shepherd. It's one where Jesus leads us in and out of the sheep gate. It's an important feature of the image that he gives us as the Good Shepherd, that the sheepfold, the sheep gate, is open. It's not a closed gate where can provide safety, but keeps us cordoned off from the world in which we are to be a leaven and providing mission to. At the same time, Jesus leads us out into the green pastures. He says, there are sheep there who I know who are not even yet part of my visible fold, the church. There's goodness and gifts out there in the world that if we keep ourselves shut in from, we will miss out on and not be able to serve God and partake of the abundance and beauty of his gifts. I think this is a helpful way. This week we celebrate National Vocations Awareness Week. Think about our call into the world. The sheepfold is a good place. It's a safe place. It's what our parishes and churches are about. But we can't simply stay here in the church. If the sheepfold gate was never opened, then how would, for example, in our Acts of the Apostles, the disciples have gone out and eaten in the homes of sinners and tax collectors? If St. Paul decided to stay within the sheepfold, to be cooped up and penned in, they might create a holy community of like-minded people, but there would never have been a mission to the Gentiles to whom Paul was called towards. And so the Good Shepherd image that Jesus gives us both a way of relating to the world and the community, both in grace and peace, but also sending us out on mission into those pastures. This is how we ought to think about our vocations. Our vocation is not simply to build ourselves up in self-righteousness, but to go forth braving the world out there, bringing God's goodness and beauty, not to pick a fight with people, but to show them just how good the Lord is, and that when we follow the shepherd into the wide open world, we need not fear, we need not fight or give in to flight, but we can bring the gifts of who we are into the world, live our vocations to the full, and have no fear, because the Good Shepherd is the one who will tend us and keep us safe.